Radio Africana, your non-stop entertainment radio.
Can we give each other hope? 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 Hope, bringing others hope. That's what we need in this world indeed. So do not be afraid to keep each other safe.
Dear listeners, thank you for joining me again on Second Chances with Hilaria Asumo on Radio Africana. Hopebringer, that song always brings the right energy at the start of the show. It reminds us to pause, breathe, and take in a new moment with a calm mind. Today we talk about the hidden cost of kidney disease. Many families understand this cost, but they rarely speak about it openly. They move through each day trying to cope, trying to stay strong, and trying to hold their homes together. It creates pressure that often sits quietly in the background. You see it, you feel it, but you continue because life demands it. I understand this journey very well because I lived with kidney failure. I lived with dialysis for 10 years. I lived with the fear that comes with each appointment, each test, and each piece of news. My transplant in 2018 changed my life. It gave me a second chance. It restored my strength and gave me a chance to rebuild parts of my life that illness had taken away. This is why the conversations we have here on the show matters to me. I know they matter to many of you too, because either you have somebody who is going through this journey currently, or you know somebody in your circle who is going through it as well. Before we move into tonight's topic, I want to pause and say thank you to NHS Blood and Transplant. They have confirmed support for our work for another year. This gives us room to reach more households, speak to more families, answer questions with honesty, and provide guidance where it is needed. Support like this helps us to continue our mission to raise awareness in the UK's African and Caribbean communities. We will be holding community events soon, and those news and information about those events will come out very soon. And please watch out, listen for them, and attend, because these events will offer information, space for questions, and a chance to meet others who understand what kidney disease brings into a home. We will update you through our platforms, our social media platforms on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, and Twitter as well, when the dates are ready. And you are very welcome to join us. If you need help or information right now, you can visit our website, and I'll say it slowly so you can note it down. www.WSHBMEKidneyNetwork.org.uk. You can also call our support line, and the number is 07862-348-994. If Facebook is easier for you, you can join our group called the Black Kidney Network. It is a safe place to ask questions and hear from others who are walking through similar challenges. And if you want to register as an organ donor, which I'm always talking about, you can do that from your home. So just visit the NHS website, www.organdonation.nhs.uk/register-your-decision. If you prefer to speak to someone, call the NHS organ donor line, and the number is 0300 123 2323. That number again is 0300 123 2323. So tonight's topic is heavy in some places, but it is important. We will talk about the pressures inside the home, the emotional strain, the unspoken stress, and the fear that many people carry in silence. And at the same time, we'll talk about the support that exists and the hope that remains. So we start this first segment with a song that lifts the heart. Here is Fada Fada by Phino and Olamide. It brings life into the room and prepares us to talk with honesty and courage about what kidney disease really feels like inside a family. Don't go away. I'll see you back here in a minute.
Chineke na-eme gokwa nwa ogbenye ze ge. Every day by day I just dey celebrate. Everything I do we just dey penetrate. I just want to say oh thank you Jehovah. See I'm living large, I get angels so for my ghetto. Never forget where I come from, not from ghetto. No 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 no. I just want to say oh thank you Jehovah. Can I be what you go Fada Fada, yeah. Fada Fada, yeah. I think I'm going to ya no Fada Fada, yeah. Fada Fada, yeah. In my putty rug, one ne belle bello. I call look if I follow, one ne you must quit. See, I come from east, the enter street, brother, you know. Is it me there? I turn to beast, you already know. I know now, yellow moon don't get the effect. Oh, now yellow may go get to ya. I'm not here for balloon, but don't get the head. I saw no balloon, but don't get to ya. I came with so under conquer. All of them just a wonder. So wish come up and you under. I fire them with the thunder. I wanna cause it for no juice. I cover myself. My fragile neck and me go pan wo benye zake. Every day by day, I just dey celebrate, oh yeah. Everything I do, we just dey penetrate, oh. I just want to say, oh, thank you, Jehovah. See, I'm living large, I get angels, so for my ghetto. Never forget where I come from, now from ghetto. No. I just want to say, oh, thank you,
welcome back, dear listeners. I was dancing to that. I absolutely love that song, Father Father by Fino. It's amazing. It always brings that burst of strength, and it lifts the room and reminds us that even when life feels heavy, we can still find small moments that can help us breathe again. And that song just aptly fits into that little space where we want to feel light. We want to forget all the worries that we have and just dance. So welcome back to this segment, and our topic for this segment is the pressure inside the house. Tonight we're talking about the hidden cost of kidney disease, and I want to begin this first segment by speaking gently about the pressure inside the house, because this is where the weight settles first. It is where routines change. It is where quiet worry builds. And it's where families learn to adjust even when they feel lost. And trust me, those moments are moments that make or break a family. People often think kidney disease affects only the person who is sick. That's not true. In reality, it affects everyone in the house. It enters the kitchen, it enters the finances, it enters the relationships, it changes the atmosphere in ways that outsiders never see. Many families carry this silently because they feel they have no choice. They wake up, manage what they can, and push through the day. If you're listening to me right now and you're going through this, you are not alone. We understand and we know. And that is why at WSH BME Kidney Network, we look after not just kidney patients, but also their families. Dialysis if you're on dialysis, it brings its own pressure. It takes time, energy, and planning. It can take the whole day for some people. And I remember for me then, going to dialysis, it starts from the morning. Depending on what time you start your dialysis, by the time you get to the hospital and you wait to get on the machine, you strip the machine, you set it up to go on, you do all your checks, almost the whole morning is gone if you're on a morning session. And, you know, it's... families have to rearrange work schedules, childcare, cooking, and sleep just to make room for it, especially if you're doing your dialysis from home. For some people, they try to hide how tired they feel because they do not want to worry their loved ones. They say, "I'm fine," even when they can barely stand. I know that feeling perfectly. Before my transplant, I remember mornings where I sat in silence, trying to gather enough strength to face the day. And trust me, I cried on my way to the hospital. When I finished, I cried on my way back. But you see, the thing was, I did not want to stress my family. I didn't want them to see. I did not want to show fear. I did what many people do. I carried the struggle in my body and smiled through it all. Many of you listening have done the same. You know, I'm talking to those people who are transplant patients or who are currently on dialysis. You do it because you want your family to live their normal life, even when yours is not normal anymore. Money also becomes a quiet stress. Even though the NHS covers treatments, families still spend money on transport, special meals, supplements, lost work hours, and childcare. Many people reduce their social life because they need to save, but they do not complain. They do not ask for help. they simply adjust. This is one part of kidney disease many people will never see, yet it shapes everything. And also, let's not forget the most important bit of it, relationships. Relationships shift too when illness enters a home. Roles change without warning. A partner becomes a carer. A child becomes aware of things they should not have to think about. And I want to use this medium to thank my two children, Jean-Paul and Roxanne, who you heard earlier on at the beginning sing my charity song, written by my son. They have stood by me through it all. They became my carers. And they were not allowed to be children because of my illness. And I say thank you to them today. And if you have children looking after you as a kidney patient and they're beside you, turn to them right now and give them a hug. Because all through all of this, families try to stay the same. But inside, life has changed. There is love, but there is also worry. There is patience, but there's also fear. And these things can live side by side. And then there's the emotional pressure. People with kidney disease often feel guilty. They worry that they are causing stress. They feel like a burden. They apologize for things they cannot control. At the same time, family members feel helpless because they cannot fix the illness. Everyone is trying, but everyone is tired. Cultural expectations add another layer. And in many African homes, people do not like to talk about sickness. They fear judgment. They fear people asking questions they cannot answer. Some worry that their relatives will attach spiritual meaning to the illness. And that happens often. Because of this, many families pretend everything is fine to avoid gossip or misunderstanding. This kind of silence increases the emotional load. I want to say this clearly. Kidney disease is a medical condition. It is not a sign of weakness. It is not a punishment. It is not a taboo. It can happen to anyone. No one chooses it. No one deserves it. And there is another hidden cost we never talk about. Loneliness. Even inside a full house, people with kidney disease can feel alone. They feel tired in a way that is difficult to describe. They miss the life they used to have. They fear the future. Families feel that fear too, but often no one speaks about it. Everyone is trying to be strong for the other. Who would bail the cat? This is why conversations like this matter. We need to say these things out loud. We need to create space for families to breathe. When we talk about pressure, honestly, the pressure loses its power. And when we share the truth brings a little freedom. So here is Joy. Joy is coming. It's a song I absolutely love. And I hope you love it too. And I'll see you back here in a minute.
Yeah, to do, yeah. Oh,
boy.
Is it a me been taking things easy? Got the sun cruise my cheese. You scoop up for the days. Come on for the body, no they breathe. Put on your shoe, make it stand at ease. All your sorrow, make it dust them free. If you know big gala la gala la la, yeah. If you know big gala la gala la la. Oh my jogo, ijogo, ijogo, ijogo. When you want my jojo, ijogo, yeah. When you want jojo, yeah. And even if it's a la get the pooch. Oduba, Oluwa, Oluwa, yeah. Joy is coming, joy is coming. Oduba, Oluwa,
Oluwa, eh, eh. Joy is come. Only a little more. You. Oluwa, 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 eh, eh. Joy is come. Joy is come.
In the morning, try come in the morning. Now they look for the go. So try come in the hoodie. To overtake, go ya set one. And talk about you, go ya peck one. I want all the chicken, trip and fun. On my Joe, on my papa, no. It's alright, that's alright. No step on my shoe. No step on my shoe. Mac, I don't live on my stamina. Fly go Canada, pop and pass. Holy damn God, may God give me the stamina. Joy do give away. Make a place my ass out, pay. Nigeria, call up, play. Disobey, follow, play. Oh, no, man, don't feel me, pal, I know. You can see I'm on. All I know, all I know, all I know.
Oluwa, 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 yeah.
Welcome back, dear listeners. That was Joy Is Coming by Fido, and it carries a calm strength. It gives enough space for the heart to settle before we walk into the deeper part of tonight's conversation. In this segment, I want to talk about the emotional weight of kidney disease and the silence that often surrounds it. This is the part many people carry quietly. They do not shout about it. They do not name it, but they try to push through it, but it sits in the background of the mind and shapes how they feel each day. When someone receives a diagnosis of kidney disease, it can be devastating and everything in their life changes. Their body changes, their routine changes, their identity shifts as well. Some feel confident at first, but later they begin to feel afraid, especially with, you know, the different medications, the different consultations with their consultants, and, you know, all the information they are getting. And sometimes it could seem like information overload. Others feel fear from the very beginning, and there's no right way. Every person reacts in their own way. What matters is that we understand these reactions because they affect the whole household. Many people feel grief. I did. You know, we grieve about the life we had before this illness. We grieve our energy. We grieve our freedom. We grieve our ability to plan without thinking about hospital appointments. This grief is quiet but powerful. It can make people feel unsteady, even when they're doing everything right. There's always that little doubt at the back of their minds. And their families feel this too. But you see, the thing is, nobody takes the families into account. Because they want to stay strong, but inside they worry. They watch this person they love change, and they try to support them without making things worse. They tell themselves to stay calm, they tell themselves to keep going, but the pressure grows and grows until they feel it in their own body. Because if you love somebody, whatever pain they are going through, you would also feel it. And I know my whole family took, they were on this journey with me. Every step I took, they were by my side. Kidney disease affects trust in the body. People start to doubt their strength. They question every symptom. They fear the next blood test. They lose sleep before appointments. They carry stress inside their chest. They do not always talk about it. That stress, that fear, that pressure, because they want to appear strong in front of their family. The emotional weight often falls hardest on women, because many women take on the responsibility of caring while still managing everything else. They do not want to complain, so they push past their own limits. Over time, that pressure becomes exhaustion that feels too heavy to explain. Men also struggle. Many carry stress in silence because they were raised to hide fear. They want to provide. They want to protect their family. Illness makes them feel uncertain. They worry that expressing fear will be seen as weakness. This silence hurts them more than they realize. And the children feel the pressure too. They sense tension even if no one speaks about it. They notice when a parent looks tired. They notice when hospital becomes part of their weekly routine. Some children withdraw, others become anxious. Others become very helpful because they feel responsible. And both my children, though they are young adults now, till today, they still check on me to make sure I'm okay. They still ask, "Are you okay, Mom?" Even after receiving my transplant, and it's almost 8 years since I received my transplant, they still reach out to find out if I'm okay. Any change in my continence, they are quickly by my side saying, "Mom, are you okay? Do you need something?" So children can feel worry even when they do not have the words to explain it. The cultural silence in our community makes this even harder. Many African and Caribbean families avoid speaking about illness. Some fear gossip. Some fear blame. Some fear misunderstanding. And in some homes, people assume sickness is a sign of spiritual attack. And this creates confusion and shame for the person who is suffering. When this happens, people hide their condition. They stop sharing their emotions. They carry everything alone. And this doesn't help because you never know where your hero is going to come from. Because when you hide the issues that you face, sickness, or you need an organ transplant, and you don't tell people from your community, nobody would know to step forward to test, to be your donor. My girlfriend, Onyebuchi Odiaka, she came forward because she saw other people asking me questions. "How are you doing, Prof? Are you okay? Is there anything we can do for you?" And she asked me, "Prof, what is wrong with you?" And I was hesitant at first, but eventually, through her insistence on knowing what was wrong with me, I told her. And guess what she said? She said, "I have two healthy kidneys. You can have one." And you know, despite both our needle phobia, she went through it. And when she wasn't a match, she offered to go into the paired scheme with me to give me one of her kidneys. Unfortunately, we waited 3 years. And that was because my antibodies was at 97%. So I couldn't get anyone within the paired scheme to give me a kidney. So if you don't talk, there is no way anybody can come forward to help you. I want to be clear. Kidney disease is a medical condition. I have said this over and over again. Many factors contribute to it. High blood pressure, diabetes, genetics, late testing, access to healthcare. These are medical facts. This is why silence does not help. Information helps. Understanding helps. Support also helps. That is why I do this every Sunday to raise awareness about the issues that stops people from coming forward, that stops people from offering that support. So share this session, this radio show, Second Chances, with your friends, family, neighbors. You never know who you are going to help. Before my transplant, I experienced this silence I'm talking about. There were days when my mind felt crowded with fear. I did not want people to see it. I did not want people to worry. So I carried it inside. There were nights when I lay in bed thinking about the future and wondering if I would ever live a full life again. I know many listeners have felt this at some point. You may even be feeling it now. Fear is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign that you are human. So with that, I want us to listen to this next song, Godwin by Korede Bello. It is a song that talks about, you know, strength in God. Everything that God does for you is already ordained. So we have to lean on his help. Here is Korede with Godwin. I'll see you back here in a minute.
I don't get a lot, God you win. And I don't pay my rent, God you win. There be one for my hand, but God you win. There be one keep my joy, but God you win. I say anything and do not God you win. I don't change my name to God you win. I no more, I don't buy more to God you win. They say my market no go sell, but God you win. And then we say I no go blue, but God you win. Then my brother, make them try their luck. My God go win, no my God go win, no my Lord go win, no. Don't pass exam, now God you win. Yeah. And then we say you no go pass, for God you win. Yeah. You wake up, see today last song, now God you win. Robbers, they rob, they no see you win. God you win. They no see you, my sister. Oh, yeah, better pass.
Now God you win.
Now God you win. And he don't say where you dey find, but God you win. See, we go pop champagne today, God you win. And we go dey dancing, dancing, dance, cause God you win. Oh, lelele, anything you win, now God you win. And if you win election, my brother, God you win. Like if you win the contract, my friend, now God you win. And if you check the countdown, my brother, God you win. And if your market sell, lelele,
welcome back. That was Godwin by Korede Bello. This song has a way of lifting the room. And I remember when this song came out, and every time it was playing, everybody was on their feet dancing, you know. And I actually love the song, because when I think about all the things that have happened to me in the past 8 years, or should I say the past 18 years, I would say God did win, because he actually worked his miracles in my life. And I'm here today because he said, you are going to be here to do this, to help other people and bring them peace. This song brings relief. It reminds us that even when life pushes us to our limits, something positive can still rise out of the struggle. So in this last segment, I want us to shift from the emotional weight to the path that gives direction. Many families feel lost when kidney disease enters their home. They try to deal with the illness through guesswork. They avoid asking questions. They avoid looking for information because they feel overwhelmed. yes, it is overwhelming. And, you know, with my journey, I had two stages of it. The first time I was told that I had kidney disease, I shut off totally. I couldn't function. I couldn't think. In my head, I was screaming. And even when the nurse came to speak to me about organ donation options, I couldn't even process the information she was giving to me. But unlike most of the patients I know today, I was lucky to have a husband who was a medical professional, who was a doctor on the NHS, and who was able to speak to friends who work in the renal sector to ask them, you know, what we could do. Not everybody is that privileged. I am blessed to be where I am today. I do not take it for granted. Because, you know, as I said, many families feel lost when, you know, they hear that their loved one has kidney disease. They try to deal with the illness through guesswork. They avoid asking those questions that could help them understand more. And, you know, one thing is that they avoid looking for that information sometimes because it's overwhelming trying to get your head round the idea of dialysis, which could be for life. I have made friends with people who've been on dialysis for 20 years, for 35 years, because they were not suitable for transplant. They hoped things would settle on their own. You know, and families, you know, think that, oh, if I don't deal with it, it will go away. It doesn't go away. It gets worse. Kidney disease needs more than hope. It needs clear steps. It needs support. It needs knowledge that removes fear. And that is why we, as a charity, raise awareness and educate people in our communities. I remember when I first started and stepped into this journey, there were questions I did not know how to ask. I had days where my mind felt heavy. I carried worry about my family, my immediate family, my extended family, and my future. At this point, I was working in the police, but they were kind enough to keep me on, to support me. And I went back to work, you know, even if I was on dialysis. But everything felt uncertain. Once I started speaking to the right people, the confusion became clear. However, just thinking about being on dialysis, I just couldn't wrap my head around it. Mostly because of my phobia for needles. So I had to, then we had psychologists who would work with you to help you get over your fear. And this information given to me, this support given to me, brought peace. And peace made home for better decisions. That is what I want for you tonight. A way forward that feels possible. So let's talk about the first tool families need. A plan. A simple plan based on real facts. Kidney care can feel complicated. You deal with appointments, blood tests, diets, fatigue, sleep changes, and even transport. When you take these things one at a time, they become manageable. Your care team can guide you. Really, you just have to engage with them. Ask questions during appointments. There is no silly or stupid answers because you want to understand your condition. You need to know what to do. When your doctors or your nurses are using jargon, ask them to explain clearly, especially the treatment. If something does not make sense, ask again. if you do not understand it, ask again until you do. You are not bothering anybody. This is your health. You have a right to understand it. I am where I am today because I asked those questions. I didn't hold back. I asked, and I'm able to help other people today and support them through their own kidney journeys because I asked those questions. And they were explained to me in layman's English or terms so that I can help myself. Many people hide their illness from their employer. They fear losing work. They fear judgment. And in many workplaces, support exists. Your employer may adjust your hours or tasks. Some workplaces have policies for long-term health conditions. When you stay silent, the stress increases. When you speak, solutions appear. Now, let's talk about food. Yeah, this is where many patients struggle. Many patients feel confused about their diet. Potassium, fluid, salt, and protein limits can feel like a maze. You should not walk through that alone. Dialysis units have dietitians. Ask for guidance. Ask for a clear plan you can use at home. A good plan reduces stress at meal times and helps the whole family understand what's needed. Also, you can reach out to us on 07862 348 994 and ask if you're from the African community and ask how you can manage your diet to watch out for those things that you're worried about: potassium, fluid, salt, and protein. There is advice available. Another thing is transport. This is a challenge. Some families spend hours on the road each week. They do not know what support exists in many areas. Ask your unit about hospital transport. They may link you to local services that can make the journey easier. We also need to talk about money support. Many families do not know they qualify for help. Your GP or care team can guide you to the right benefits. You can also speak to social workers in your unit. They know the system and they can explain options that reduce pressure in the home. Knowledge becomes powerful when it guides action. Don't hold back. Ask questions. Now let's move to something that brings real hope: organ donation. A transplant changes everything. It gives time back. It gives rest back. It gives strength back. It changes the direction of a family story. I know this because I lived it. My transplant in 2018 saved my life. It gave me back the energy I thought I had lost forever. It gave my family space to breathe again, to do what they want, when they want, and if they want. People often ask me how they can register as donors. It is simple. Visit the NHS website, www.organdonation.nhs.uk. And if you prefer to speak to someone, call the NHS organ donor line 0300 123 2323. It takes a few minutes. That choice can save up to 9 lives. It also brings peace to families who live with the fear of losing someone too soon. Before I speak about how organ donation changes a household, I want to remind you about where you can find support in our community. Our charity, WSHBME Kidney Network, was built to guide families through this journey. So visit our website, which is www.WSHBMEKidneyNetwork.org.uk, to find some information about the support we offer. You can also meet others through our Facebook group, the Black Kidney Network, and these places give comfort and support, and they also give information. they give community. So this is why awareness remains important. Our community needs this information. We need more donors. We need more conversations at home. We need to tell the truth about kidney disease in simple language so families can understand what they face and how they can survive it. As we come to the end of this segment, I want you to take a moment to reflect on your own story. Think about how far you have come. Think about the days you kept going even when you felt tired. Think about the nights you stayed awake worrying about the next step. You are here. You are listening. You are learning. That alone shows strength. To close this segment, I want to bring in a song that speaks about commitment and care. This is For Life by Runtown. Let the rhythm settle your heart and remind you that you are worthy of the support and peace you seek. Don't go away. We have a little bit more to go over in our last segment of the evening. I'll see you back here in a minute. Enjoy.
All the times where I do you bad, I'm sorry, yo. Give me love way better pass money, yo. Where sweet pass honey, yo. If I fight, make a fight for the love. If I curse, make a curse for the love. Don't want no complication. This is a situation. If I curse, make a curse for the love. If I fight, I go fight for the love. Don't want no complication. This is a situation. I want to love you for life. Baby, oh, baby, oh, come make I love you for life. I die with my best in life. Baby girl, you are the one. Love where I love you now. This kind of love where I love you now. Girl, I wanna be your best of all. For your love, I'll be your hustler. Every superwoman is a superman. Your love give me time where you know good to understand. Fine girl, you don't need no other man, no other man. Your love give me time where you know good to explain. Girl, I wanna give you good love and love no other. You with the boss of my medulla. You with the rise of my temperature. I wanna give you sweet love and love no other. You with the boss of my medulla. So now you with the rise of my temperature. My doctor say my girl they on top your body, yo. All the times where I do you bad, I'm sorry, yo. Give me love way better pass money, yo.
Thank you for staying with me tonight. Welcome back. That was For Life by Runtown. This has been a deep and important conversation. We spoke about pressure inside the home. We spoke about the emotional weight families carry. We spoke about silence, fear, and the stress that sits quietly around illness. This illness, kidney disease. We also spoke about support, direction, and real hope. Kidney disease takes strength from families, but information gives some of that strength back. When you know where to go, who to ask, and what to expect, the journey becomes lighter. You do not carry everything alone. You have support around you. Many people think the transplant changes only the patient's life. It changes the whole home. It restores days that were once spent in hospitals. It reduces the noise of fear in the background. It brings freedom to plan again. It gives the family breathing space. People laugh again. They rest again. They begin to see a future without constant medical pressure. For many families, the transplant is the first time they feel calm after years of uncertainty. So use your gift to save someone today. Sign up to the Organ Donor Register and save a life. Again, if you need help after tonight, visit our website www.WSHBMEKidneyNetwork.org.uk, or if you want to talk, call our line 07862 348 994. If you want to learn from others, join our Facebook group, the Black Kidney Network. And if you want to register as a donor, visit the NHS website or call the donor line. The website is www.organdonation.nhs.uk/register-your-decision. And the phone number is 0300-123-2323. Next week, we move into a new theme titled Letters to the Living. It will be a reflective journey. It will honor donors and the people they saved. It will speak to the heart in a calm and steady way. As we close, I leave you with this simple proverb. When a home speaks with truth, the path becomes clear. So I leave you with a song from CK, Love Wantinti. This is about loving somebody that you would do anything for them. So good night, dear listeners. Thank you for joining me again today on Second Chances with Hilaria Asumu on Radio Africana. May your week bring ease, peace, and strength. And I leave you with Love Wantinti by CK. I'll see you next week at 5 p.m. Good night.
the way Doro beef Doro.
Ada, baby, na sugar, sugar, yo.